That's the thing that we lose referrals all the time. I did a business from 2006 to 2013 at brick and mortar, and I kept track. I lost $50,000 in referrals over 7 years. It's a lot of money.
Wow. Oh my. That's real adult money, man.
It is. That's why when I saw InPhone, that's what came to my head. You know, I joined in 2020 and became the global sales director. That's the first thing I thought of. Because what I would do, Morris, is I'd get a phone call 2 months later and go, hey, Steve, I need you to do a pickup. By the way, I had Apple I wanted you to work with, but I couldn't find your phone number. I just found it. I'm sorry, but I couldn't. They had to find somebody right away. Well, that was a $5,000 deal I lost right there, that one phone call.
Hey, are you ready? Are you ready for another episode of The Business of Sales? First things first, thank you for listening. I appreciate that you're giving up your time. In return, I want to make sure that we're giving you interesting guests and an idea or two that's going to help you in your business. So, hey, thank you for being here. Allego.com sponsors our show, and it would absolutely mean the world to us if you would go to Allego.com and request a demo. That's called supporting us through our sponsors. And more importantly, you're going to find something on that sales enablement platform that can help you increase sales and the retention of your sales force. A sales enablement platform, it does so much. I think you'll be amazed. Allego.com, check it out. In the meantime, let's roll. Here's this week's episode of The Business of Sales. In today's world, when we talk about sales, people sometimes get hinky. You know what I mean? I mean, they get all about the whole world of sales. When in reality, if we're doing sales professionally, if we're doing sales correctly, in my opinion, we're doing it because of what we can do to help somebody else. We're serving rather than selling. Steve Ramona is our guest today on The Business of Sales, and I'm really excited about having Steve here because that's the way he looks at life. That's the way he looks at everything, and I can't wait to have this conversation. So, Steve, let's jump into it. How you doing, dude?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, we're glad to have you here. So, talk to us a little bit about this whole concept of serving and not expecting serving when we're trying to get out there and help people.
Yeah, it's, you know, we talk about sales solving a problem. You're really serving the problem, Morris, meaning you're bringing value. But also, too, when you're trying to sell, you know, somebody's not a fit for your business. Guess what? You could still bring value by referring somebody else that might fit them or whatever that value or law of increase that you're giving them. Yeah, you're not going to get that sale. Yeah, you could say you lost some dollars, but what you've really done is you build currency in the universe. Your universe now has positivity out there, energy. And the more you do that, the better it is. And I'm always, when I meet people, Morris, when I met you, same way, I'm always thinking of ways of bringing value. Does it come with a sale? Not all the time. But I may get a sale with somebody else or some other organization because, again, I'm bringing that huge value to them.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to do business with people who bring value to me and my clients and my business. I just generally, and I guess instinctively, want to do business with them. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, how many times have you helped somebody? Maybe somebody put their groceries in the back of their car or open the door and somebody's hand, arms are full with something. I don't think I could say this with a guarantee. 100% of the time, you feel good.
Yeah,
no doubt. What you're doing when you're serving. Yeah,
no doubt. It's the way I want to live, you know. And isn't that really what it boils down to? Is how do you want to live every day? Because if you're on the other side of this, if you're acting and dealing with people from an opposite position than what we're talking about here, how do you feel good about yourself? How do you sleep at night? I mean, I see people who do that, and after a while, they tell me they get out of that because it's too stressful. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, it makes a lot of sense, and we don't want stress in our lives. We have enough with everything else that's going on in the world. And sales can be stressful, Morris, right?
Oh, yeah.
It, you know, you talk to people about sales, and I've talked to people like, oh, God, you know, I'm not really good at it. And people don't realize they're serving slash selling every day, 5, 10, 1,500 times a day. I'm serving you right now by being on your podcast. You're yeah. serving your audience by putting this out there and maybe giving them some value. Yeah, again, you can't use a scoreboard. Use it for football, basketball, baseball, all the other sports. It's needed there. It's not needed when it comes to serving. Mm-hmm. You just serve to your heart's content when you're able to, and you'll see things change in your life.
And I think that's a real key point right there, Steve. It is so easy to, in any situation, to begin to try and keep score. Well, I've done this for you, yeah. and I've done that for you, and I've done this other thing for you. Now, when are you going to do something for me? You know?
That's exactly it. You know, we're a little older, mature. We've seen it more than others. I've dealt with people, you know, that way too. It's like, hey, you know, Steve, I sent you a couple of referrals last year. You got anything for me? Don't work that way.
No.
I don't work with people like that. Those are takers.
You know, even if you look at our relationships, at my marriage, if I'm keeping score inside of my relationship with my beautiful, lovely wife, it's not going to work in my favor ever. It's never going to come out to be right. And it's not what marriage is all about anyway. It's not about keeping score. It's not about 50-50. It's about 100%, 100%. And that's kind of the way I feel about business too. It's about me giving 100% of myself to my clientele. And you know, when you do that, good things are going to happen. I don't have to keep score. Does that resonate with you?
That's so true. And then your client, and let's expound that part even further, Morris. You take care of your client, guess what? Their client runs into somebody else, you've given value to them. They're going to go, hey, you need to reach out to Morris. Man, he did this, this, and this. He really gave me value. So now you're growing your business, which we all want to do, with the serving. Without worrying about what comes back to you, it will.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to all happen. It's got to. It's just human nature. But it's also, I don't know what to call it. It's just, it's being good. It's being right. It's doing the right thing. The you know, I mean, we can get religious and moral here. It's doing the right thing. It's doing the thing that we all want to do to be of service and help other people. I mean, that's what we're here to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, we have a competitive society, and that makes it difficult. Doesn't mean it's impossible, because me and you do it. I do it. And I did 5 referrals this morning with people, I guess, to have my podcast, because I'm always thinking that. And sometimes I can't do it. I may think about it later, and it may not be a referral. It may be, hey, here's a tip I learned last year. Try this. I did mm-hmm. this with an email this morning. I helped somebody out, a friend of ours, James, who you met over last week. You know, he reached out, hey, can you look at my email? I did it, did some changes. He loved it. Am I going to charge him? Hell no.
No.
That's not my job. That's not my, but he's looking for help. So I brought him value. Guess what? You know, down the road, something's going to happen. It might be tomorrow. It might be a month. It might be a year from now, Morris. Again, we can't keep score of that.
No, it just doesn't work. And that's a great example of how you can be on that giving side and not worry about the score. It just makes perfect sense to me. It really does.
Yeah.
I don't know if it does to other folks out there, but it certainly makes some good sense to me. Steve, tell me about your business. What is it that you do nowadays that you know, creates business for you and what you do all day long?
Yeah, I'm one of the global sales director for Infone. And we do is I believe that we serve as well, because we're out and about doing these podcasts, doing networking, reaching people. To grow your business, you need people to grow to make those sales. So you need to meet people. What we do is we take your business, we either take your headshot or your logo, and we turn it into a web app and put it on everybody's home screen. Meaning I download it to their home screen. Now this person has access to me 24/7. But not only is it a phone number, email, or a text, they can learn everything about my business. Why is that important? Well, they go back. If I give you my info today, Morris, and you look at it tomorrow and you go, hey, look at Steve. He did a video. Look at this. Or Steve does this. I'm not even there and my business is being sold through the info. The flip side of it is the affiliate or the referral side. How many of us like warm referrals? Well, I love them. 50% of my sales now are warm referrals because I've got thousands and thousands of people that have my info on their home screen. Literally 32,000 people have clicked on my info over the last 2 years.
Good
That's
grief.
A lot of people.
Right? Yeah.
Go 30, ahead.
32, did I hear you right? 32,000 people in 2 years?
32,000 people, yeah.
Wow. Correct. That's amazing to me. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, let's just look at numbers for the audience. Let's just use a conservative 10%. So that's 3,000 people that are interested in my business. And let's take 10% of that. That's 300 sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, easily.
You know, info sale, your consulting, whatever that is, again, it's a numbers game. And I don't mean that from a serving standpoint. I mean, you know, you're not going to sell everybody. So I don't know what the numbers are, 1 out of 10 or whatever, depending on your business. But we afford the business or that salesperson or that entrepreneur to really get out there. And it's super simple because it's a click a couple of buttons and they're on your home screen. They click your my logo, which is what I use. It opens up my – and they just start clicking buttons and learn everything I do, like I said earlier. The other thing we do is in info, we talk about this phrase. Your network is your net worth. If Joe Smith has two people in his network, how much money is he going to make? Steve Ramona has 1,500 in his network. How much money am I going to make? It's just natural numbers game. And finance people will tell you, I got more people referring me. I got more people talking about me. I got more people seeing me. And when we do that with info, we can put that on your info. So now when you share your info, I share 45 business cards. Wow. In a sense, in phones of different business people. Mm-hmm. So now I can really know.
So I love the idea. And I confess, I set you up for that because you and I spent the week together, several days together last week in a meeting. And I've seen the in phone, and it's amazing. My picture's up at the top, and then there are all these buttons that I can put all sorts of different stuff on, and I can create whatever I want on those buttons, right?
Correct. And the nice thing is it's ever changing. So if you change something in your business, you add a new service, remove a new service, make a new video, change your social media, change your web. Any of these changes happen in a year in a business, and we do it at no cost. And we're there. So think about this, Morris. So I give my info out to somebody a month ago. I add a new button today. When they open my info up, it's been updated without me doing anything, and they see that new button, they can click on it and have access to whatever that is.
And I got a kick out of the fact that I put yours on, or you put yours on my phone. We put yours on my phone. And all I had to do is push one button and it called you immediately, right then, right there.
Yep.
You know?
How many phone numbers have we forgotten? Or emails that we spelled wrong? Or websites? Hey, what's your website? Is it Morris with two S? You know?
Yeah.
It happens all the time. We just deal with it. That goes away with info.
It's just right there. And if I want to put you on one of my buttons and have that be an option for people when they pull up my end phone, then, you know, it's right there. And, you need to call Steve Ramona. Just pull up my end phone on your phone, the thing that we put on there last week. Man, just his name's right there on one of those buttons. Just push that button and you can call Steve right there. What a way to do a personal introduction. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody can do a push button.
It just seems to make all kinds of simple sense, but yet, I don't know, folks tend to shy away from things when they're new and different and maybe a little bit not in the mainstream just yet. But this one seems to be so simple and easy, Steve. What sort of response are you getting back from your clients?
Amazing. Excited, and it's so cool looking that your business becomes cool because people look at it like you did and go, wow, look at Morris' business. It's an upgrade. Look at he did an upgrade his business because it's tied to you. It's customized to your business.
That's neat. Well, as far as getting my business to look cool, it was because I hung out with you. I mean, that's Just very easy. You want your business.
Anything I can do to help.
Yeah, I mean, you want your business to be cool. Hang out with Steve Romano for a while. It works great. I don't know. But I tell you, I watched other people's faces when you were sharing this with them, and it's just sheer amazement as to what all this thing is going to do. But it all does come back, Steve, to, as you say, a numbers game. It comes back to the fact that it's a timing deal with what we do. With any kind of sales, it's a timing deal. I may talk to you today and, you know, we have a great conversation and you're thinking, yeah, you know, one of these days I might just hire Morris to be my consultant in business. But now it's not a good time for whatever reason. 6 months from now, a year from now, you may think again, gee, I would love to have a good business consultant. But if I haven't done something to at least stay in touch with you or put my contact information on your homepage, duh, then you're not going to think of me when the time is right. Yeah, I got to stay out there in front of the people.
They're not going to be able to find you.
Yeah.
That's the thing that we lose referrals all the time. I did a business from 2006 to 2013 at brick and mortar, and I kept track. I lost $50,000 in referrals over 7 years. It's a lot of money.
Wow. Oh, my. That's real adult money, man.
It is. That's why when I saw InFund, that's what came to my head. You know, I joined in 2020 and became a global sales director. That's the first thing I thought of. Because what I would do, Morris, is I'd get a phone call 2 months later and go, hey, Steve, I need you to do a pickup. By the way, I had Apple I wanted you to work with, but I couldn't find your phone number. I just found it. I'm sorry, but I couldn't. They had to find somebody right away. Well, that was a $5,000 deal I lost right there. That one phone call.
More to come right after this. I'm Morris Sims. I'm the host of The Business of Sales. After four decades of working with sales professionals, business owners, and executives to help them improve their performance, I started The Business of Sales so that you'll have something to listen to that is going to help you in your business. When I was selling, I used to love listening to, you ready? Cassette tapes. As I drove from appointment to appointment, I would play those tapes, and I learned everything under the shining sun. I learned how to close with implied consent from those tapes. My hope and my prayer is that you'll learn something just as important for you here on The Business of Sales as I did on all those old cassette tapes that I used to listen to. All right, I guess it's about that time. So while I try and get all that tiny little tape back into that plastic cassette, please enjoy The Business of Sales. Then go make an appointment for your product. Yeah. Wow. It's amazing. And I don't want to use the wrong word, but the link goes right directly on the homepage?
Correct.
So.
Super simple.
This just sounds too easy and too good to be true, Steve. That's just too damn good to be true.
Yeah. but you use it, you know, again, you buy it. I tell people all the time, Tesla, if you keep that in the driveway, well, you just took $150,000 and threw it down the toilet. You got to use tools. You know, that's just not info. It's everything. But you use it, they will come.
Oh, you make a very good point there. If you use it, We can do all sorts of things and give people all kinds of great ideas, but if they don't choose to do something to implement the system behind it, then it ain't going to do you a whole lot of good, is it?
No, and taking action is a thing I teach a lot of people, and decision-making, we know, Morris, again, we're on the mature side. It's crazy to me how people, you know, think about things for so long. I'm a pull-a-trigger guy, and I've made mistakes and I've won, but indecisiveness, you lose every single time. Mm-hmm. So with the ability to sell, making decisions are important both ways, as a customer and as the business, and serving helps you. So here's the scenario. You're thinking about selling Joe Smith and you're talking to him and you know that it's just not fitting. It's happened to me. And I would go, Joe, what do you do? He'd tell me, what do you do? And I go, here's a referral for you. I didn't buy your product. Doesn't matter. You're human. I'm human. We should do this as humans. I've got a good fit for you. You need to meet XYZ. That's where decisions and sales, get it out of your head. It's part of our business. But if you can, like I said earlier, when you meet people in person, virtual, and do this with family members and friends, look at the value of increase. Give them value.
Steve, how many people did you say were in your network? You mentioned a number earlier.
Oh, I got 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get 3 to 5 referrals daily, money to tell you.
So I've got 3, 4, 5 figures worth of connections on LinkedIn, and I'm so excited and happy to have them all there, but I got to admit, most of them probably wouldn't know my name if you mentioned it to them on the street, and I wouldn't know their name if you mentioned it to me on the street. What do you define as your network compared to, like I say, I've got 12,000, I think, contacts on LinkedIn.
Yeah, that's your social media network, and that's okay. If you're posting on there regularly, they see you, they may see you. My network is people that, like you, are in my network. We talked about it and what you do. I right away go to my network. I have 4 people I can refer you, as I said last week, which I will. These are people that trust me, understand me, know that I'm going to take care of them. Not saying that I give a referral, it's going to be a sale, but I'm sending them a good person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending them a quality contact. And if it's not a sale, guess what? It's another person in your network. We call them champions that will champion for you, like I champion for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of network I'm talking about. It's very extensive, but I've been networking for about 3 years now. And that's helped me grow my network of people. I do one-on-ones, connect with them, and build this relationship. And that's the key that serving does too. Every time you serve somebody, you're building a relationship with them. But it takes time. The more you build that relationship. I always tell people, sales are like meeting the woman or the man for the first time. You're going to go on a date. You're going to have the greatest time in your world. I did the first date with my wife. I didn't marry the next day. We just started dating.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with sales. You're going to have that prospect. And it goes on the flip side of the customer too. It goes both ways. You know what? It doesn't, it's not a fit for me, or it is, and then you move forward. But they may still have questions. Well, then you follow up Zoom call, whatever way you're doing it, as you build that relationship. Or they may send you a text, which is where info comes in. They easily communicate with you. But serving and building relationships, and then the last word I use is gratitude. If you have gratitude in you, you're going to serve like there's no tomorrow. You care. You're grateful for what you have, and you want to share it with the Morris Sims of the world.
That just makes such sense. Let's before we wrap it up here, Steve, I want to go back to InPhone just in general for a moment. How do you describe it to somebody that's never heard of it before?
First thing we solve is the ability to engage and get referrals. So that's what I tell you. If you're looking to engage with your prospects, your clients, and your customers, and you're looking to get more referrals, which you should, because that's the lifeblood of a business, that's what InPhone does. And I want you to imagine, XYZ person, if somebody had the ability to see your business 24/7, maybe 5 to 50 times a day, 1, would you get referrals, or 2, would you get sales?
Yeah, absolutely. So once I do that, but how does it work, Steve? Tell me how it works.
It's a great question. So what I do, the journey with InPhone is every person I meet in person or virtual, I've got my QR code in my background, or I can put it in the chat. I have them click on my InPhone. I get that. Whoa, wow, that's way cool. Whoa, that's neat. Okay, Morris, click here. Your share button for your iPhone, or your 3 dots on your Chrome. And then you had to add the home screen, and then you hit add a couple of times, depending on which device you're on. And then voila, I show up on their home screen. That brings up another joy, another, oh my gosh, because it's pretty cool to see your picture on somebody's home cell phone or your logo or something you built.
That's amazing.
And then just tell me to click on.
And it all starts by me scanning a QR code.
Scan QR code or me sending the link in any messenger program.
Wow. This sounds so easy. And Steve, here's the bottom line. And again, I'm setting you up here because I know the answer to these questions. But tell us, how much does it cost? What's the investment to get iPhone on my system?
Yeah, the lowest package is $199 a year. That's annually, not monthly, but $199 a year.
$199 a year, and you can have a tool that will allow you to build a network of people that know you and respect you that will answer your call, and folks you can refer to who can then refer you to their network. For $199 a year, it sure sounds like almost a sure thing. I mean, if you don't get your investment back on something this inexpensive and this good, I don't know what to do for you, man. I'm kind of at a loss.
I'm with you. I've 10 times or more than 10 times my business. I probably, my ROI is just incredible. That's why I love it. It's just so simple to use, but so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really, really is. Okay. Well, we got to wrap up this podcast because I'm going to get my end phone started. You guys, get out there and have a great day. Steve, thank you so much for being a part of the Business of Sales.
Morris, thank you so much. This was awesome.
It has been fun. We're going to do this again, too. Thanks to everybody out there listening today. Y'all have a great week. Go find somebody new to talk to, and I'll see you again next time right here on the Business of Sales.